This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The federal government is laying off thousands of employees at agencies from the Department of Agriculture to Veterans Affairs, and a recent executive order is expected to accelerate the cuts. That's causing a lot of concern among Colorado's federal workers. The state is home to nearly 40,000 federal employees, as well as the large Denver Federal Center campus. The recent cuts have largely targeted those federal workers who were hired in the last year or two. Colorado's Democratic members of Congress are reacting to the cuts. Specifically, they're calling for the 3,400 Forest Service employees who were laid off last week to be reinstated. The Forest Service manages 9 national forests and 2 national grasslands in Colorado. In a letter to the Secretary of Agriculture, Colorado senators and 3 of its representatives warned the firings will hurt Colorado's rural communities and wildfire preparedness efforts. They say the Forest Service is already critically understaffed. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were up slightly in January over the previous month. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The program received more than 2,600 reports. This month, Safe to Tell introduced a new reporting method that groups reports into 10 broad categories. Most of the reports were related to school safety, suicide threats, bullying and harassment, mental health, and substance use. January reports included a person reporting their peers were forming gangs and targeting other students. School officials contacted the students' parents, implemented disciplinary measures, and are now monitoring the students. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.